Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and the surrounding areas. Oh, we want to praise you. Praise God today, Sarvad. Praise God today for you, 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 and you. And we trust that you are praying for each other today, because we all need prayer today from coast to coast. And can you love somebody today?
Yes,
just love somebody today. Love the one that you hate the most. I know it's hard. And you say, I'm crazy. Well, no, not really crazy, but God requires us to do these things. So if you can, you're a Christian, try your very best to love somebody today, one that's not your color. Love them today. All right? I know we got a lot of hate going on right now, but listen, try loving somebody today. Love that person, that child. You know, it's terrible when you mistreat a child because the child is of a different color. It's so bad. So love that person today, will you? And I am grieved by that also, too, you know. How can you just hate a child? Yes, some of them can be mischievous. But love that child today. Don't care what color they are. Because most children, they come to you with love. They think you all the same. And you prove to them that there's difference. But with God, there's no difference. We're all the same. I ain't getting on my soapbox. But anyway, praise the Lord. Thank God for you, you, and you being here today. And it's a pleasure to know that you're there. Give us a call and let us know, you know. Tell us you're listening. You know, it will encourage us to continue on, to know that you're listening. Okay, now send your prayer request, 347-857-3925. Send your prayer request and tell us who you want us to pray for or what you want prayed for or something. We know we are all praying, and I trust that you're praying too, for the nations. Not just our nation, but nations all over the world. All right, here is our own sister Diana. She's waiting for you, and she wants you to call too. All right.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for having our apostle here today. Lord, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, and we thank Bishop Porter yesterday for just stepping up and just taking care of the radio broadcast. You know, that's what it is, teamwork. So, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, giving you honor, glory, and praise, thanking you, oh God, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you are about to do, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we are praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord Father, that the listeners, Lord Father, those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later time, Lord Father, as they hear, they pray, they touch and agree, Lord Father God. with the prayers right now. And those, Lord, Father God, that are asking for prayer, Lord, Father, we touching and agreeing with them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, Father. But, Father God, you will be with us, Lord, Father, even when we're going through, Lord, Father, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Patrice, Lord, Father. We continue, Lord, Father, to ask to continue to touch her mind, Lord, Father God. Touch her body right now, and we say body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, you know what she's in need of, what she's asking for, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaleesa, Lord, Father God, covering her, Lord, Father God, and her unborn twins, Lord, Father, under the blood, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold her in prayer, Lord, Father, we praying for safe delivery, Lord, Father, when that time is right for them to come, Lord, Father. Father, we continue to give you honor, glory, and praise, and thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Apostle Sims, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch him also from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father God, touch his body right now, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to his body. For Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue. Just flowing through and through him right now, Lord, Father, continue to strengthen him, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elder Bolden Mom right now, Fran, Tracy Townsend, Lakeisha In-Laws, Lord, Father, those that are diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold them before you, Lord, covering them under the blood, Lord, Father, and we speak to their immune system right now, Lord, Father, and we say line up right now with the word of God. For, Father, you say by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father, and we speak in healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, touch their bodies right now, Lord, Father. Let them, Lord, Father God, call upon you, Lord, like never before, Lord. Father, we covered Tracy Townsend grandkids, Lord, Father, protecting them also, Lord, Father God, from the COVID-19, oh God, being that they're in the same household with her, Lord, Father. Shield and protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Brian, Lord, Father. Father, as he, Lord, Father, seeks prayer, Lord, Father God, for his kidney and his liver right now, Lord, Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing right now, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for his mind stayed upon you, Lord, Father, seeking your face, Lord. And, Father God, trusting in your word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as I hold my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you for the prayers, Lord, Father God, that you have already answered, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for those that call in and give that praise report, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the prayers that you're answering as we pray right now, Lord, and the prayers that you're about to answer, Lord. Father, we take not nothing for granted, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now for hearing prayers right now, Lord. Father God, touch our listeners right now, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for supplying their needs, Lord, Father. Father God, as to take this time right now, Lord, Father God, to listen to your word right now, Lord. Touching and agreeing right now, Lord, Father God, with prayer, Lord. Father, if anyone, Lord, Father God, is sick in their bodies right now, Lord, Father, and needs prayer, Lord, Father, or need encouragement right now, or even need to seek your face, oh God, let them not be ashamed, Lord, Father, to press that one button, Lord, Father God, and ask right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, Father, we hold before you this nation, Lord, Father, and the surrounding nations right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, Father God, we're crying out right now for mercy upon your people, Lord. Oh, Father, as they stand protesting, Lord, Father, we speak peace right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, let your prayer warriors right now, Lord, Father God, rise up like never before, Lord, Father, praying and interceding for peace right now. In the name of Jesus, calling upon you like never before, Lord, Father, we thank you, O God, and glorifying you right now. In the name of Jesus, O God, touch those, Lord, Father, that are still missing right now. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way. Father God, we send forth the angels to stand guard round about them, bringing them back home safely right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, and we thanking you for every trafficker, Lord, Father, being captured right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we place the blood right now, Lord, Father God, over our doorposts, Lord, Father, over the doorposts of our hearts right now, Lord, Father. Father God, as we hold before you our neighborhoods, our cities, our state right now, Lord, Father, praying and interceding right now, Lord, Father, it's time for your people to rise up like never before right now, Lord, Father. Let them hear that call right now, Lord, Father, and let them open their mouths, O God, and you will speak right now. Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father God, your men and women of God, the fivefold ministry, Lord. And Father God, we thanking you for them, Lord, Father, those that are still standing upon your word, preaching your gospel, leading your people, Lord, Father, telling them what's to come, how to prepare right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. So, Heavenly Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, for that rhema word that is coming forth right now, Lord, Father, to let your people know, Lord, Father God, what to come, what to do, Lord, Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance being upon this broadcast, Lord, Father. Touch right now, Lord, Father. Touch the natural and the spirit man right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we hold this broadcast before you, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. Oh, you're a liar today, and the truth of God ain't even in you, Lord, Father, for the blood of Jesus is against you, Lord. We are victorious. We are winners right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thanking you right now, Lord. Father God, I ask that you decrease my apostle, my bishop, and my pastor, oh God, as the word come forth, Lord, Father. Increase in them, Lord, Father. Show up and show up and just have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the prayer. We trust that you have sent your prayer request in. Also that you were in the midst of that. And you're praying also. All right. Don't forget 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. All right, let us give you a word here. When Christ commanded us to be lights of the world, he had in mind brilliant beacons, not spiritual lightning bugs. When Christ commanded us to be lights of the world, he had in mind brilliant beacons, not spiritual lightning bugs. You read that?
Yeah.
You read that yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you heard it twice. Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
see, I didn't even know that Bishop had
already gave y'all that word. Well, I remember that anyway, okay? You want no lightning bugs. All right, that's good, that's good. Amen. We thank God once again for you, 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 and you, Bishop Porter, Pastor Sharon. We thank God for her. We thank God for Sister Diane. Praise God, and I'm asking you all to continue to pray. Pray for me. Amen. I'm going to try now. I'm going to start now. I'll trust that you're praying for me, okay? Amen. Pray me right on through here. Pray me around. You know, Sister Diane, she's definitely be praying so I don't put home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless God. God is good. Even though things are right now in an uproar in our land, God is still good. And he's still in control. I want you to remember that if you don't remember nothing else that I say, that God is still in control. All right? He is still in control. He's never out of control. All right? Amen. We out of control, but God is never out of control. Now, all right, this day. Now, you know, that everything is resolved around what is going on now. All the preachers mostly are talking about what is going on now, right? Amen. And it's quite a variety of things can be said. But actually, in every actuality, we don't know who's telling truth too much, do you? Not too much. Because people will lie. Isn't that right? People will lie. And people get angry, don't they? Mm-hmm. You hear me? People, I know that you angry, Christians get angry, and I know folks say Christians shouldn't get angry. Isn't that what they say? We shouldn't get angry. Well, why not? We live in this world, don't we? Huh? Don't we live in this world? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Now, I'm going to read something, but I'm going to give you just one scripture out of this. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. One scripture right this minute. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now, what did he say? You could be angry,
but sin not.
But sin not. When it's become sin?
When you commit it. When you perform the action.
All right. You go into action now, don't you?
Yeah.
Cause of that. So this is what we're gonna talk about that. Not the sin, not per se the anger, but the anger and what it represents and what it brings. What does the anger brings in you? What it brings out of you? All right, this entire chapter should let you know what God wants for us. Okay? I'll start somewhere down at the bottom. You read the whole thing at your leisure or whenever, or maybe Pastor Sharon or Bishop may talk about the rest. I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to give you a little bit of what I have. Go as far as where I really want to go. All right, let's go down to the 20th verse. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and had been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Our mind do need to be changed. The minds of the people of today need to be changed, does it not? And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. and true holiness.
Mm-hmm.
See? Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor.
Yep.
For we are members one of another. Hmm. Think about that. If I could rest there, that's good enough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I say, be ye angry and sin not, lest not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil.
Hmm.
Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you hear that so far? Huh? Mm-mm-mm. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer.
Mm.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now, this is what I want you to hear. This is these next two verses. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake forgiveth you, has forgiven you. And can you do that? Think about that now. Can you do that? Hmm? Now, you know, I've been pondering over for a couple of days something. Something just occurred to me this morning, really. Is as hard as it is to take what's going on in the world right about now. It's hard to take right now. It hurts, does it not?
Yep.
It makes you angry,
yep.
Bitter,
yep.
Does it not?
Yep.
But yet, God told us we can be angry now. Hmm? But can we hate? In all this that is going on, can we hate? We are growing up now into some hatred, some extreme hatred. Hmm? And you done sit on it for a while and sit on it for a while, haven't you? Hmm? But right now you have a hatred, don't you? Think about it. Look at the people all over, transferring in the world now, going on. Hmm? People that you thought was one way end up being another way. Hmm. Huh? Now, you know they're being influenced by the devil. You know that. He said, don't give place to the devil, did he not? You give place to the devil, what are you doing? Hmm? You're bitter. And what is bitter causing you to do? What is happening to bitterness now? It's contagious, is it not? Oh, you can say amen or ouch.
Come on.
Hmm? It's contagious, right? Mm-hmm. Bitterness is contagious. See, he say that we should have a renewed spirit of mind. See, the mind needs an overhaul. So I began to pray this morning, and because it came to me that just in some other things that have happened in the past in our era, it's hard to send up a prayer for right now when your heart is aching with so much going on. You cannot hardly stand what you see is happening to some people and what some people are doing to other people. Yet God says for us to do what? Pray for our enemies. Now I know that's a hard task, man. Especially if you people of color, that's a very hard task.
Come on now.
But listen to this. From the day that life has begun, almost, we can talk about the injustices of people. Kings, queens, whoever was in authority, there was injustice against them. And from the lower people, there's been injustice, and it has caused bitterness to grow throughout the world in ages past. But we don't think about it, do we? Oh, that's life. Well, that's where it's supposed to be. No, he ain't say nothing about that's supposed to be. He had made this world to be one way, but we took in it because we gave space to the devil in our minds. And when he got space in your mind, he do what he want to do, don't he? Mm-hmm. And he turn you the way he want to turn you, and you willingly go. Then you're bitter because things are not the way you want them to go. So you want everybody else bitter because you bitter.
Amen. Come on now.
Huh? Come on, think about it. See, you contagious. You just like the virus, contagious. You need to put on some gloves and a mask. Hmm? Come on now. Because what you got is catching. And it ain't about just the virus. It's about the prejudices that are in man. And I ain't say no one color, but prejudices that are in man. Black is prejudice, white is prejudice, Chinese prejudice, Japanese prejudice. Everybody got some prejudices. Everybody got an anger streak running in them. Because the mind has not completely turned to God. You say, are you on a soapbox? Well, I guess so. Yesterday I couldn't do it, but today I'm in West Palm.
Thank you.
See? You know that you call yourself a Christian. Everybody call themselves a Christian. I told you about calling yourself a Christian. Just say you got a good relationship with God or you don't. Because all this Christian stuff that they're saying that they are is only pretentious. It's only when they need it. You see, that's everybody. That's the whole world. Somebody all over the world saying the same thing. You got people in these other lands that they gonna cut your head off because you ain't the same kind of Christian they are. And they Christian, they believe in a God. You see? There are people right here in America believe in a God. And guess what? They contagious too. Because there's always somebody going to believe with them. Did you hear what I say? But yet, we are those that say you've been born again. We're part of the body of Christ, right?
Yes.
So what happened to you? Think about you. Think about what happened to you. Did you not know that what happens to you affects other people?
Come on now.
The people that you connected to, positive stuff and the negative stuff, both, it does. See, you do not have to say, well, I'm just for my people. I'm for people, period. How about you?
Amen.
It don't matter what color you are, what where you come from or nothing. We can all, you remember somebody had a movie say, why can't we just all get along? No. Not that. It's another movie.
No.
Why can't we all get along? We need to get along. God's word wanted us to get along. Let me tell you one thing. Why do we want somebody else to be as angry as you are? So you want to make for what? There are people that do what? Get wealthy on you being mad and angry. They're getting wealthy on it. You know, I just hate people that push it up. I hate to be around them kind of people. I try not to be around people that always instigating something. They snakes, you know.
Yeah.
And if a snake bites you, it don't just affect the part of the body it bites, but that venom travels throughout the entire body, don't it? And you got another seed grown up to do what? Poison people's minds.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about it now. You don't want to be that, do you? You don't be no snake like that planting them kind of seeds, do you? Leaving your venom in people. Being contagious. Got enough. You know, today we got enough with this virus running all over the place. And then now we got brick throwers, looters, all these things going on. And it's doing what? Inciting other people to do the same thing. So it's contagious, isn't it? They knew it was contagious when they started it. See? It's uncalled for. The Bible say, if you stole, steal no more. I read that to you. Didn't I read that to you? Don't steal no more. Don't keep your hands off other people's property. See? Think about what's happening to you as you try to impart your anger on somebody else. That's anybody. That's husband, wife, cousin, uncle, aunt. That's everybody. Friend, foe. What happened? They are getting angry too. Now you got two angry people, and if you got two angry people, violence is sure to unfold. You don't know. See? Everybody's suffering now. See? You suffering, you want somebody else to suffer. So why not take and look at yourself? The Bible say, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Lord, have mercy, we need some tender hearts. And we ain't talking about giving money. We need some tender hearts. We need some love all over the place. Real love now, real love. We're not talking about comic book love. We're talking about real love. See? There's so much. And you know, some songs from past is good. Wasn't that Barry White or who sang that? Or somebody say, I got so much love to give. Barry White? I think it was Barry White said, I got so much love to give. I love that song. Now, it might have meant for something else, but it's still the same difference. We should have so much love to give and impart on other people. Do you see what I'm saying? Be contagious with love. That love erase all that bitterness. I won't tell you, but I did tell somebody, but I ain't going to say nothing on here now, but I had to show love to someone that hurt me so bad. And let me tell you, I thought I had done what the Bible say, forgive. I did it with my lips. I did. And I fooled myself for a while. But yet, the punishment was on me and it wouldn't go. And I wanted to know why it hadn't disappeared. I forgave them. I forgave these people. At least my mouth did. Are you like that? But yet, the bitterness was still there. Did you hear what I'm saying? It was hidden under the guise of saying love, talking love. Do you hear me? Huh? Do you see? That bitterness was there. If I'd have seen him, I wanted to take a bat and knock him out. That's how I know the bitterness was still there. I hadn't got over it. I thought I had. You see how you can lie to yourself? Lie to yourself until you really go into a closet and begin to seek God. Say, God, okay, God, what's wrong? Is it me? Be truthful with God. Is it me, God? Am I bitter, God? Am I hateful, God? Am I unforgiving, God? Be truthful to yourself. You see what I'm talking about? We say we is, but not really. See, because didn't he tell you your heart is deceitful and desperately wicked? Who can know it? Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yep.
The only person can know it is Jesus Christ. Huh? God know your heart. So when you get serious about it, the situation, your situation, don't just put it on somebody else all the time. Well, if he or she hadn't have done thus or so, I wouldn't be like this. No such lie. You lying again. See? You would have still been like that because that hatred is rooted inside. And you got to get it out. If you want to see God, you got to. I don't care who they are or what they done. You know, I put a question of years ago when these different things and these people, crimes and killing people and what they mutilate them, whatever, bombing, whatever they were doing. I asked that question. I have tracks. I got tracks to that, to the questions. Would you forgive them? Huh? Think about it. Well, they should have took them and put them under the ground. But can they get saved before you put them under the ground? Can you pray for God? Now, God said that he saved all people, didn't he? He'll save anybody if they want him to, didn't he? If they ask, right?
Amen.
He going to save. Now, you church people, you Bible scholars, that y'all know the Bible better than I do, huh? But what about it? Can you forgive? Huh? Can you forgive if your child was out there protesting and got killed? Now you hate the police too. Right? You think the police did it and it was one of the protesters that shot it with the throw it at the police and hit your child. Can you forgive them? Are you going to hold that against them to the day you die? See what I'm saying? Do you understand? I'm talking out into this here because facts is facts. Things could happen. And you know what? God could stop it, but he won't. All things that are going on now is what? Going on because God got them in his plan. He got us in his plan because we fail to recognize the fact that we walk in sin, committing sin on some of us a daily basis. We don't ask God to forgive us our sin. We don't ask the people in our lives to forgive us even sometimes for our thoughts.
Come on now.
Because you say, sometimes I think about smacking you.
Yes.
Yeah. Forgive me, Lord. You know how you do sometimes. Your children, because sometimes you will smack your children with something. Not with your hand either, did you? Praise God. But you don't do that. You have to be humble. Can we get some humble people? You know, some mother-in-law say, if it wasn't for my in-law, my child wouldn't be like they is, or this or that wouldn't happen. Well, you don't know how your child was living with that person when they were in the house. You don't know what your child was doing either. Huh? So before you reach a snap judgment like that, then you need to find out what's going on.
Amen.
Because many people have died because you thought. And it wasn't even so.
Okay.
Hmm? Come on, think about that now. Let me tell you. Acknowledge your guilt. Admit it. Hmm? And let me tell you something else don't do. Don't go rehearsing it in your mind. You rehearse it every day. You still going along with the pain. The pain.
Jesus.
The pain. The pain. The pain. See? And you rehearse it in your mind. Every time you rest your mind, ooh, just wait till like he do so and so and so, I'm going to knock him into the next world.
Come on now.
That's rehearsing it in your mind, are
yes.
you not? Hmm? Acknowledge the bitterness that you're having. You see, you got to acknowledge it to get rid of it. And then after you acknowledge it, admit it to God. If you got somebody you need to talk to, send them a letter. I don't care how you send them a postcard. Say, this is a card of forgiveness. I forgive you.
Okay.
Will you forgive me? Because it takes two to tango.
Come on now.
Nobody wants to admit their way in this situation. Always is just one person.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Always somebody else did it, not you. Okay? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, don't, when I say don't rehearse it in your mind, you reciting it over and over. You need to repent and renounce it.
Yes.
That attitude. You know you got a bad attitude. Come on now. You don't sit up and keep talking about, oh, I'm fine. Ain't nothing wrong with me. But why you want to add a lie to it too? Hmm? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Talk about it.
Mercy,
amen. Y'all should have let me stay sick then, huh?
No, Lord.
See, you ain't got a Christ-like attitude. Hmm? And you think everybody else ain't got now, and you the one ain't got now. Huh? You need to ask God, God, help me have self-control over my thoughts. Because all our thoughts supposed to be private. Is that right? All your thoughts supposed to be private. But do they be private, really? The Bible says thoughts have what? Wings. Those thoughts will travel right on to somebody else who you're thinking about. You didn't believe that, did you? Try sitting down really meditating and thinking of something and watching. Mm-hmm. All right. You ain't hearing that today, huh?
Mm,
oh, Lord. We definitely don't want to apologize to nobody for nothing. A humble person apologizes even if they ain't did nothing wrong. Did you know that?
Come on.
See? Now, I didn't hit you, Diane. I didn't hit you. I'm apologizing, but I didn't hit you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
See, self-control. You need self-control because, listen, we are what? Human. God has given us our own way, our own ability, right?
Amen.
To choose. He's given us free choice. Let's put it in that way. He's given us free choice, right?
Yeah.
So if you got a free choice, you choose which way you want to go. You choose whether you want to be angry or not.
Yeah.
Huh? You choose whether you want to walk around with being hatred and attitude-ish and, you know, all of things that the devil has, you want to keep them locked up in your head so that you can dismiss them whenever you feel like it. That's the way you do. See? But you got the choice. Don't affect nobody else, infect nobody else, and don't let them infect you with their hostilities, their bitterness, their jealousies.
Have mercy, O Lord.
He say, kind to one another, tender-hearted. Can you be tender-hearted? Huh? But no, you got anger. All kind of malice. All kind of hatred. Huh? Hatred is just like murdering somebody. You didn't know that, did you? Okay, get rid of the hate, you know. I know it's hard. I've been through it. God knows it's hard. That's why I'm talking to you. It's hard. But look, what you can understand one thing, you are an overcomer. You can overcome any of these sins and things that the flesh commits. You can overcome it if you want to overcome it. Now, if you don't want to overcome, it's going to stay there until you denounce those sins, those angers, those different attitudes that you got. If you keep them, they're going to kill you and cause you to go to hell. Now, that's all there is to it. That's the Bible talk that. Hey, I'm not talking this out of my head. I'm talking what the Bible says. Now, I'll say it this way. If I have to do with it, I had to get rid of my anger, my hostility. I had to get rid of it. See? And I'm trying to write about it, and I got a good bit of written, but you know what I found out when reading it? I said, dog, I sure had a lot of things wrong with me, didn't I? I wrote it down, and I reread it, and I had to look at it and say, Jesus, you know, God, if it hadn't have been for God stepping in and making a change my, what he say, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the spirit that was in my mind had to be changed. Because I had a spirit like, if I grab a hold of something, I hold on to it. No matter what, life or death, I hold on to it. You see? But I had to let it go. I had to let the me go. Can you let go of the me today? Stop being bitter and hateful. Self-controlling and controlling. You're both of them. You want to control everybody till you self-control yourself. Someone ain't it. Lord Jesus. See what I'm saying? Now acknowledge it now. Listen, you ain't got to tell me. But if you want to tell me, call me and tell me. I'll listen. Because I know how it is. I don't mind talking about it. Now that God has revealed to me what was keeping me in the position that I was in. Now, there are a few devils that was really trying to destroy me now with their hoodoos and the woodoos. There's a few of them. There's them out there doing that. They still trying to do it today. I ain't did a thing to them. I don't mess with nobody. Now, I do talk. See me talking? Hello, don't you hear me? Oh, I'm letting it out now. Hallelujah. Because, you know, if it's God can save me, deliver me from these things, these inner things, he has to remove those things in order for the anointing to flow, for the Holy Ghost to have control of your life. The Holy Ghost cannot have control of your life with all this garbage inside. Somebody dumped their whole garbage receptacle inside. And you want to talk about Jeremy? You need sanitizer showing up there, don't you? Inside. Now today you got your sanitizer.
Come on now.
Hmm? That's right. Keep you from being contagious. Keep you from catching any and everything come by. Every lie come by, you catch it. Huh? Every lie come by, you'll catch it. But always ask God first. Is this right, God? Should I accept it, God? What should I do with this one or that one, God? Whether it's the word or prophecy or whatever. Because the deceiver is in the land today, going to and fro all over the land. He is not missing a nation. That deceiver is the devil. Hmm? Because you do what? What did we read? He said, don't give place to the devil. Don't give him no place in your life. But this is what people are doing today. Giving him everything he do, say do, they do. I don't know how grostic it is. The devil do. And you go do what he say. Because your mind has not been changed. It has not been renewed, as the Bible say in this scripture, renewed. You need a spiritual rebirth in your mind. Yes. And when your spiritual rebirth in your mind, your heart going to tick to the same tune. Your heart will be changed too. Did you hear what I say? Woo! Lord, have mercy. God is good. See, now set yourself to think about it. That you're going to have a brand new relationship with God. Think about it today. You're not going to be bitter anymore. You know you're bitter. Because any of this stuff that's happening today in the world could be in your backyard. Could be in your backyard. But for the grace of God, God has protected you one more day, didn't he? One more hour, you're still able to go to the grocery store right now. Now, how long that's going to last, we don't know. All we're going to do is keep on praying God. God, continue to provide. Continue to protect me and mine. Those that connected with me, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord. I know sometimes that when you say something, you mention some little gross thing somebody done. Somebody say, why are you so bitter against them? Do you think that's bitter? Do you really think that's bitter? I don't know. You were just making a comment, huh? Was that comment bitter? What attitude did you have? And you know, I'm going to say this and I'm about finished, but one day I'm going to preach on the wall of words.
Okay.
Sister Diane, write that down, wall of the words. I'll preach about the wall of the words. You say, why the wall of the words? Your bitterness, the word bitter, things like that, huh? Why? God gave you a Bible full of words. I never counted them. I don't know how many words in the Bible. Now, some of these experts and all that take that time to sit up and count every word in the Bible. More power to them. I'll take their word for it. You see. But a war will start with a word.
Yes, it will.
And one of the words is because somebody bitter. The dictators, the leaders are bitter.
Amen.
Huh? The leaders are bitter. Who are they mad with? Hmm? Who are they mad with? Tell me about it. And once they're mad, whoever they have a relationship, whatever nation they have a relationship, they become mad too, so it's contagious.
Yep.
You see? Why you give in to bitterness? You want to be like them? You abhor these people. You abhor people do that. But yet you do it too. Did you get that? You do it too. Hmm? Everything makes you angry. I guess the wind blowing makes you angry. It ain't blowing the way you want it. I want to go out on my boat. But the current changed. So what, you mad with the current now? You going to beat it up? Huh? See? It gets into people, this anger and bitterness, it controls people's mind. And when he controls his mind, he controls their hands, because their heart tell them something, and the mouth tell them another thing. Their tongue start to wagging, and their hands start to doing nice violence. All your parts, body parts, work like the venom from a snake. All of it. It operates the whole body. See. I'll leave that to you. I ain't going there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, listen now. You can overcome it, though. You don't have to keep being angry. You don't have to be, I'm waiting for them to apologize. They the one did it. Well, honey, you may never hear one.
Yes, Lord.
So I think to start the ball of rolling. Thank God. Cause the ball to start the rolling, you will apologize first, even though it was them that caused it.
Jesus.
Now, that's a hard thing to do. God knows it is. Oh, you know I know. It is. But you'll be surprised. The same time that God is telling you to do this, God is moving on them too. Do you see how it's connected? Huh? And when you know anything, they say, oh, no, you didn't do nothing. It was me and my bullhead.
That's when true forgiveness comes forth. Till then.
That means God is working.
Okay, now.
God working in the whole situation because he wants you saved. He wants you delivered. He wants you set free. He don't want you to be all bound up with hatred and want to do something desperate and crazy and dumb. Now, I'm sorry to use that word dumb, but I don't know another word to tell you. I don't have those great big sounding words to use for you right now, but dumb is dumb. Huh? Now, I know you can understand that. See? I know you understand that. Submit your ways to the Lord today. Hmm? Gain self-control that you can lead people out of darkness into the marvelous light. And you want them in the marvelous light. You don't want them to be a lightning bug. You just see the light sometimes. And if it ain't dark at night, if it ain't dark night, you won't see the light in the bug. All right? But when your light shines like a beacon, it'll shine in the daytime. Huh? It'll be a wondrous light like the sun. You see it in the daylight. Ah! Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, I love that. So, you want to be forgiven? Then forgive.
Amen.
You want to be loved? Love. Hmm? That's all. And can I just say this? Can I just say this? We got to stop doing criticizing so much. People so much. Some people just can't do nothing but what they are. And we don't like it, of course. But all you can do is do what? Put it in the hands of the Lord. And let him take care of it, because say, Lord, this thing driving me crazy. You see what I'm saying? You got the power. I'm getting over here now, and I'm going to call somebody. You got the power. You see what I'm saying? You'll be more effective instead of bitter. Will you? I know you're going to do that just for me. Help the old lady out, okay? All right? Step out today. In Jesus' name today. Here is Sister Sharon. Pastor Sharon.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, amen, amen, amen. We thank God for the woman of God, the word from the woman of God today, I tell you. While the woman of God was talking about different things, that, you know, great example of what's going on into the world right now with the corona, the COVID-19, which is the virus, and the virus of anger and hate being is the same thing. One attacks the body physically, and the other one attacks the body spiritually. So it's causing havoc in the world, and it's causing havoc around you, in your pocketbook, because it caused things to change, things to happen. And when you look at it, when we break it down, we call it frustration. Well, I say what people are being frustrated. They're frustrated is a feeling of what? Dissatisfaction. And by often accompanied by anxiety or depression. And you may not want to believe a lot of people are dealing with those things right now. What is anger? A strong feeling of displeasure. A strong feeling of displeasure. You don't like this. You don't like that about the person. I don't like the way they talk. I don't like the way they walk. I don't like the way they think. But that's their thought. God made them like that. You say, well, why you say God made them like that? Each person has their own identity. When you look at everybody that you know, and if you want to call their identity by their last name, they all have pretty much the same speech, right, in a home. So they pretty much have the same way of doing things. So if someone else, they come from a different last name, we're going to use last name, meaning household, they're going to talk differently. And we find that a lot of time people connect together because they find something in the person they can identify with. Whether it's good or bad, you find someone you can identify with. Why? Spirit knows spirit. So when the woman of God was talking about anger, of course, sometimes friends say, well, that's my friend. If my friend is wrong, you still pick up for your friend. Why? Because that's my friend. You know your friend was wrong in what they've done and anger about and how they do it. But because they is your friend, you pick up for that stuff, not standing as what God says. You can stand up for your friend and say, you know what, friend, you were wrong in that matter. Friend, you know, because if you're really a friend, you'll tell the friend the truth. But if you're not, if you just say, okay, I'm going to get mad, we're going to throw down, I'm in agreement with their lies. No, God is the one that sees all and judge all. And in this pandemic with the rioting, not everyone agreed with what people were doing. Some wanted to break the windows. Some people say, oh, no, we are not about that. That doesn't mean you have to go into the mess. Yes, you're in agreement in marching. You're in agreement in what's right. But when it comes to the low blow, no, I am not in agreement with that. Why? Because there's a God above that looking low. He sees all. He knows all. He even sees the intent of our heart. He sees the secret things that we do. He sees our motives in doing things. And he is God. He's the one that judge all. And when we look at the word from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 26 says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now, I heard that scripture growing up. And I used to look at it, if you're mad with a person during the day, you better make up with that person before it's time to go good night. Why? Because you may not even wake up in the morning, or the person may not wake up the next day. So you try to what? You give up what you feel is your, you being in your right in what you say and what you're doing. Why? To make amends. Why? Because the word tells us don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Why? Because when the sun goes down and if you did not get it together, that you leave an open door for the enemy. Because you better believe it, you're going to have some crazy dream, that enemy going to start showing you some stuff, but you don't even realize you had left the door open during that day. You went to bed, but the sun came down, and your door was still left open. Why? Of anger and bitterness, or you displeased or something. So the enemy say, uh-oh, they left the door open. I'm going to come right in. I got an invitation to come in. Then the enemy comes in and adds some more stuff. The next thing you know, you got a long grocery list of what you don't like. But the word tells us what? We have to agree with our adversary quickly. Why? Because you don't want them doors to be open. When God delivered you, when God bring you from a long way, and you know how long it took you, you know how long it took you. You know that everything used to irk you. You know that you just say, my goodness, do anybody like me around here? Boy, I got a whole bunch of haters. They're, oh, my goodness. It's just like, you know, in the country, you put out corn for the chicken, and all the chicken run together saying it's food time. And all the chicken, can you all picture that in your mind? That it's time for feeding time, and they throw the corn out for the fowls or the chicken, and all the chicken from every end come in, and they're all trying to go together to eat. Isn't that the same way with anger when someone is mad? Everything tries to attach yourself to it. Everybody come in agreement with the same foolishness. But you know what? I learned something long time ago. And regardless of who you are, and I have to put it in that category, it could even be me. Regardless of who you are, if you know it's not right, don't join to it and act like it's right. If the person says, well, you ain't agreeing with me? No, you have right and you have wrong. Can you be that? Yeah, there's half lemonade and half iced tea being made, right? So, yes, half of your point is right, the other half is wrong. But this day and age, a lot of people don't stand up for what's right. They go with whatever is happening. They say, you know what? I don't want to get them, let them be mad at me. I'm trying to collect friends. To me, that's not no friend. Because we have a friend named Jesus. And we can bring everything to Jesus. And Jesus is the friend. He's truly a friend because why? He will deal with you in the midnight hour. He loves you enough to show you your own heart, or he'll show you the event for the day. And what a friend we have in Jesus. So Jesus is your best friend. Jesus is your friend. Why? Because he will tell you the truth. And sometimes when people ask us, sometimes we don't want to hurt their feelings. We won't come out and tell them. Why? Because we feel they cannot handle it at the moment. We feel that, but to me, if you ask the person, ask you a question, what do you see when you see me? I was asked that question. But you know what? God give you wisdom how to answer that person. But they know themselves. Because think about it. If you've been on this world and you're in a certain age now, you know God tell you about you. Isn't he a just God? Isn't he an awesome God? And then when I look in the different scriptures, Acts the 7th chapter, verse 57, and he was even talking about when Stephen was crying. But the fact is to show you that the word of God is even applies today. It says, then they cry out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. In other words, they all came in agreement, we're going to kill this person. Why? Because he was speaking the truth of God. He saw the heaven open, and their ears could not stand the truth. So they came at him on one accord. Don't see, the devil don't have no division. When he out to steal, to kill, and destroy you, you know what? That enemy camp is more united than the people of God that's living and speaking the truth. His camp is very fortified, and they all run on one accord. They were on a one accord. We're going to get rid of that problem. Because the word of God was truth, they did not want to hear the truth. Darkness never want to hear the truth. Darkness always wants to keep being going forth, and nobody exposed the darkness. But the word of God is the light today. And light come to uncover the darkness that is going on. In a home, there's family secrets going on. People are being hurt. People are being abused. But nobody want to bring forth the truth. Truth meaning expose it, bring it to light, talk about it, put it on the table. When you put stuff on the table, then the enemy don't have that hole any longer. So you don't have to walk around with that feeling of what? A strong feeling of displeasure. A strong anger is what? A strong feeling of displeasure. What's displeasing you right now? And yes, a lot of us is going through the different changes, like, my God, what's going on, Jesus? And then in Acts, the 9th chapter, verse 1 says, and Saul yet breathing out threatened and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord went into the high priest. See, there's always that spirit of anger going up, that rage going on. That will cause people to do things that they won't normally do. Can you see the spirit? You don't see that spirit working, right? But you do see the manifestation. The demons need the body to work through. So you got to make sure you work. Close them doors. Close the doors. And I can identify long time ago while we were down south. God, I had to go to people and talk to them. And sometimes you got to take the low seat. Even though you know they done you wrong. Even though you know they weren't justified according to the word of God. I didn't say according to my word now, did I? I said according to the word of God. But you know what? To make peace, to grow in God, you have to put yourself in that position. Jesus told us to be as little children. Little children are easy to talk to. Yes, they get upset, but then they're what? They forget about it, and they're easy to be entreated to be talked to. And God wants us to be like that when it comes to forgiving one another. Stop keeping your grocery list of what the person have done wrong. Because that grocery list is going to always keep you in bondage. In shackles. If you forgive, really forgive from your heart. Don't come back and tell me you did this in your 20s, when you were 20, when you were 10. I'll say, you know what? I tell you, I thank God. I will say, well, what, do you remember what you did when you were 19 years old? So how come you throwing that up? I mean, come on, people. When you in your teens, you do dumb stuff, don't you? Even in your 20s, you still did some dumb stuff. Even in your 30s. Now, how come you can bring someone things up when they did when they were immature? When they were dumb, don't know nothing. You cannot do that because God does not bring yours up. And there's nobody alive, probably, or nobody around you to say, yeah, 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 yeah. We don't have our great-grand-grannies no more. Because they will remember your history. But remember today, don't allow that that displeasure to cause you to walk in error. And we are to, what, examine ourselves. And we really got to do that. We still got to do that. And yes, if people don't like you, there's nothing you can do about it, y'all. I found out this long time ago. You know what? If they don't like you, that they don't like you. There's nothing you really can do to change their mind. It's going to take God. If they got that hate in you because of what, something you have done, they got that hate, that you can't change that. But I thank God today, he has to bring each and every one of us up to let us know that I'm the one that forgives you. I'm the one that's changed you. And there's times when he has you to stay focused. You can't stay focused on what everyone got to say. You'll never grow. And then you'll be a man pleaser. But be a God pleaser today. Let him do the work in you. Let him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Let him send forth that word and encourage your heart, letting you know you're walking according to his plan. Because in the end, that's who you got to answer to. So allow him to break you, to mold you and make you today. And don't get so stuck that I'm not changing. Everything changed. The weather changed. To the, 1 minute, one side of the road raining, the other side of the road is what? Sunshine. Things are changing all around us. So don't be so where God cannot touch your heart to let you know you need to change. Allow the change to come forth and allow the healing to come forth in you. Where there's anger, let peace come forth right now. Release that hurt. Why people are angry is why they are hurt. When an animal is wounded and you try to get back, it will strike back when they're wounded. And a wounded person strikes back. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. And a lot of people don't realize that's what it is. When someone is hurt, they strike back. They don't strike back from a place of love. They strike back from a place of hurt. So God has to let you know that when they were talking, when they were responding, they were hurt too. So that's the place they came come to you at, from a hurt place. So allow God to deal and heal that wound today. Let him take the scars off that wound that you may be healed. So when trigger points come, it will not uncover something that was not healed all the way. And a lot of times, God has to heal us from our childhood. God has to bring us back to our childhood when things were open, when the doors were open in our lives, to bring forth that healing into now. Because you could be a grown-up, but you still have that child mentality. Why? Because you were never healed. So today, allow the truth of the word of God, let the light of God, which is the word of God, go through that darkness inside of you, the place that you closed off that no one can touch. And allow the word of God to open that door Let the word of God shine through that place so that you may be healed today. That you may bring forth the light so you can be a beacon of light. You can be a beacon of light. What do people see in you? Can they see the light of God in you? Allow the light of God to saturate you today. Allow the word to go through the bone and the marrow. Allow it to go through the bloodstream today. Because he is the God that healeth. And he can heal you from everything that aches you today. Everything that has happened in your lifetime, God is here for you today. In the midnight hour, when no one else is around, and you're by yourself, he's doing the healing then. When your mind is not distracted by everything you got to do, he can work on you then. You can talk to him in the stillness of the night in your voice. You can speak to him because he already knows your heart cry, people. He knows what's there already. He knows what's burdening you down. He knows what is making your heart so heavy. He knows every sigh that comes out your mouth. He hears the sigh. He hears when you're overburdened. He hears it all. And he wants you to release it to him today. Release it right now. Know that God is the one. He's the only one can take away what? The dissatisfaction that you feel in your life right now. You may have feel that you should be in certain place by now. And if you still wait, you did not expect to be in the place you are in right now. But God wants to do what? Do that work in you today. So you can release the past, release the old man, release those things that hold you back, that you may come forth as a new creation today. Allow him to mold you and make you today. Know that he wants to make you brand new. He is God today, and there is no other God but him. I know that the process is never easy. Some of us don't even want to be vulnerable before God. But you know what? If you cannot be vulnerable before God, who can you be vulnerable with? Be vulnerable with the Father. He's the one that makes you. Allow him to work on you. And when he works on you, you will not respond in your emotion. I tell you, we had a study on Tuesday on Bible Talk, and I tell you, that word was manifested the next day. But you know what? The old man would have said, oh, man, we're going to throw down. But you know what? God said, you cannot do things with your flesh. You cannot speak out your flesh. But what you can do, you can go on your knees and you can cry out to God and pray, and God can do what he wants to do. He can do it better. He's the one that is God. He can break a man's heart. He can destroy. He can build up. He is God today. So don't allow the enemy to bring things to irk you, to take you out of your rest. The devil is a liar today, and the truth of God is not in him. So let God do the work in you. And remember, verse 27 says, in the Ephesians, the fourth chapter says, neither give place to the devil. Be angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. And neither give place to the devil. And when you look at the word devil, you can turn that word around. And it's spelled what? L-I-V-E-D. So go in the right direction and you shall live today. And you can declare the word of the Lord, I shall live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. You come to kill me? But I refuse, devil. I refuse to walk in the evil way, the way that is not of God. Remember that movie, The Good Seed and the Bad Seed? Remember today, y'all. We want to just plant what? Good seed today. Seed of love, seed of peace, seed of mercy, and seed of compassion. That's what we want to plant today. So reverse, y'all. You know, when you're driving that car, you're going in the wrong direction or you miss your stop, you don't want to make a U-turn, you what? You reverse backward. So reverse, y'all, so you may go forward. Be blessed today and know that Jesus loves you.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forward from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. We just thank God for Apostle being here with us this morning. That's a blessing. We just say thank you, Lord. And the word was rich. And if you even have a doubt in your mind about the word, about what is going on today, examine yourself. I tell you, continue to trust in God. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, please accept him in your life today. We serve an awesome and powerful God. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have missed the broadcast, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logian International Ministries and click on the Blog Talk Radio link. Share it with a friend today. Maybe something that was said that, you know, help you to make it through another day. You know, just share it today. If it had touched you, you know somebody that is going through, you know, share it with them. Let them get the word also. Tomorrow night, that's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line, and that calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., so come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's stand together in unity and pray. Pray like never before. If you would like to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, you know, to help keep it online, sow a seed into Apostle's life, you know, you can go ahead, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do logianint@gmail.com. Again, that's logianint@gmail.com. And the name is logianint. That's logionint. Or you can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. And please specify in your notes, whether on the website or in cell, what is your donations for. So be blessed today, trusting that you have an awesome day just even hearing this word today. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go, struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.